Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Thank you so much for staying with us. This is Pimelo Modena on Point of View. Thank you so much to Gugu. She'll be back tomorrow at 6. We're going to be together until 10 today. Lots coming up on the show. We're going to be speaking about the drought in Zimbabwe. It's not looking good at all. So there's definitely something going on. Climate is becoming something that we need to focus on. We need to talk more about it. We obviously have been watching what's been happening in the Western Cape. We're going to be speaking to authorities in the Western Cape as well. But unfortunately, it doesn't look like things are going to be easy anytime soon. In fact, on Thursday, there's orange level 8 warning. And so we're going to have to talk about that as well. But let's start here. Gauteng MEC of Education has announced the date of the online applications. It's now going to be open on Thursday. MEC Madume Shulana is on the line with us. A very good evening, MEC, and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Good evening to you and good evening to your listeners.
All right. So people who wish to apply for, I think it's grade 0, grade 1 and grade 8 can start doing that on Thursday, MEC?
Grade 1 and grade 8.
They can do that on Thursday. Yeah.
Yes, yes. From 8 a.m. They've got until the 12th of August midnight.
Okay. MEC, there was a bit of an issue, and this is not just with your term. It's always been an issue that there are people who, for whatever reason, at the very end, at the beginning of the year, they say, well, we will not place, we want to make sure that that does not happen again. That doesn't happen this year. Let's just talk about some of the things that they need to look out for when they do go out and actually register on Thursday.
What's important, the first thing that I want parents to have or guardians is the patience to actually comply with the requirements of the system. Once you get completed application, your application is complete, then you're done.
Mm-hmm.
And then it comes to us.
Yeah.
Then we'll ensure that your child is clear. That's why we always say the system has got 100% placement rate, because we always work with completed application.
Mm-hmm.
Parents or guardians who have gone through all the 5 steps,
mm-hmm.
and they would have received an SMS. Unfortunately, we've improved our communication with the system. So every time you take a step forward, there's a form of communication that you have covered this step, the next step, as you complete it. Then you also get the same communication as well until you get completed.
Ideally, throughout this process for updates and so on, it would be nice for people not to change their telephone numbers.
Yes, we really that's why we emphasize that give us a reliable number that you know this is the number we'll always give you an update. Because in between, we'll always be communicating as to how far is the process, but also as a parent, because you would have registered, you would have created a profile. You can also go and check on the profile as to how far is the application in terms of placement.
Yeah. MEC, you can fill in the names of schools that you prefer your child to go into. There's always been an issue with that, where people assume, or you can clarify that for us, that number one is my most favorite school, number two, not so favorite, number three is the least favorite. You are saying no. When you fill it all up, minimum of 3, maximum of 5, all of those 5 should be your preferred school, not one over the other.
Yes, that's what we always urge parents to understand. Because as the system what it does, it moves from an assumption that these schools that you have placed there, these are schools that you are comfortable as a parent to have your child placed at. It doesn't look at the schools as an order of priority. It looks at it as a set of schools that a parent can, that will be happy to have their child in any of those schools. And then it prioritizes them.
Let's talk a little bit about MEC, some of the issues that have been raised over this past week. Children going back to school today, wonderful for others, but quite difficult for others because of the weather. I know that there has to be a bigger conversation around school holidays. Are you starting to have that conversation? And I know it doesn't only rely on you, but is that conversation happening about perhaps changing the calendar, June being the most coldest month anyway, that maybe there needs to be a review of when the holidays begin and end?
No, that discussion we're not there. So far, the only thing that we need to do, we want to, as you know, the timetables have shifted because of COVID, but we want to swiftly go back to, you know, the original timeline that we used to utilize.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
And that takes time.
Of course. But of course, one would also assume that you would take into account what people have been complaining about to say, look, the July-June holidays need to be reviewed, especially because of the weather.
Yeah, of course we'll notice, but we're not at that discussion yet. We for us is to get the system up and running, improve our learning outcomes, both for the educator and both for the learner. That's where we are. But that conversation can begin, and then we will take it from there.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, holidays are holidays, and I think you experienced it. You are old yourself. I've been through the same. Part of the conversation that the public can start properly, then we can take it from there.
At the beginning of the year, about 21,000 students were not placed. We, as I said earlier, you know, you want to rectify that. When did you finally place the last student?
Yeah, I've been asked this question about this 21,000. What happens is that with placement, we prioritize completed applications, meaning parents who would have ensured that the application is completed within the time frame of the 11th of July and the 12th of August, and within the 7 days. Because once you set up the profile, you've got 7 days to upload the documents, your documents.
Yeah.
So within that particular 7 days. Now, that is a priority application. And that's how you should, these numbers of parents would have complied. We look at those first for placement.
Mm.
Then you have parents who start the process, don't complete it, and leave it hanging.
Mm.
But they just write the name of the parent and the child. They don't supply home address. They don't give us additional documents that we require. We consider those as incomplete applications. But it does not mean those children will not be placed. The only challenge is that those children will not get priority before the completed application by parents who have fully complied with the requirements that we're asking in the 5 steps.
Mm.
So the 21,000, we find that in most cases, it was in migration, movement across the province.
Mm.
Parents will say, maybe there are those that were offered spaces, and they would decline preferable of the choice of schools. But every time we tell them, late application, because we do have late applications at the end of December and beginning of January, that late application, when parents go through the system at that point, they can only go apply for schools with spaces. They don't have any choice of saying, I want this school or not that school. The only parents who have a right to appeal a placement are parents that would have complied now with this open process from the 11th of July until the 12th of August. So it's quite important that parents do ensure that they complete the application and get the SMS that says to them the application, from the system,
yes,
that the application is complete. Because it will also give you the right to appeal.
You often advertise and you make announcements on where people can go at the very end about, you know, those who did not have the facilities to do online applications can come to specific allocated spaces. Where are those spaces this time around?
They can go to schools.
Okay.
any of the public schools in our province, they have access. District offices, we've got 15 across the province, they have access, including the head office. We've got 18 working centers across the province. These are, in some cases, are community halls, libraries. So there will be branding outside that shows that this is a decentralized working center. So mainly those decentralized working centers are in the townships, are in areas where informal settlements, where there's obviously the challenges of access to to the internet. So we have set them up across the province.
Appreciate your time.
There will be,
they will be assisted there. Thank you so much, MEC of Gauteng, MEC of Education in Gauteng, Madam Shulana, saying that the application process will be open from Thursday. Try, you know, if you can, to have a number that's reliable. If you lose that number, see if you can, you know, get it all back up again, because that's the number that will give you updated information on your application with. So the ideal situation is that you have the consistent number for the entire year, so that they can tell you if there's an issue with your application, if there's an issue with maybe, I don't know, the system has kicked out a name or anything like that, they'll be able to tell you. So that will start from Thursday. If you cannot do it at home, go to your nearby school, go to the district office, try and do that as quickly as possible.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.